الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. A poet describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qasida Burda is a famous book of poetry. One of the sentences that he mentioned, which so nicely described Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's touch, it was called the most blessed touch. It was that touch that certain scholars, when they compiled, they even wrote a book called The Touch of Nubuwa. It was a very beautiful hand, and it was a hand that created miracles. Describing it, he said, "Kam abra'at wasiban bil lamsi rahatuhu." That what a palm it was. And when that palm touched the body of the individual who was sick, then he found that shifa came immediately into his muqaddar. A sahabi radiallahu anhu says, "I saw with my own eyes the individual who came, and the eye of his was injured because of the battle. Now he had gone blind. How much of operation normally would have to be done? And even then the doctor says, very hard to work on the eye." He says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hand on that eye. He said, "I saw myself that individual reaching a very old age. And in that old age of his, when there was hardly any light in the room, to take a needle and the small hole of the needle and you try and put the thread to it, you need a very sharp eye for it to pick up where it goes." He says, "I saw that individual, how easily he was threading." And he would say that the eye that Allah's Nabi touched, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became the stronger of my two eyes. It was a hand that showed the miracle to the world. But it was not only the physical miracle which me and you get normally amazed with. As it cured that physical eye which had become blind, this was the very hand that cured the spiritual eyes of an entire humanity. Every sahabi that sat in front, when the poet described, he said that he found them to be dead. He found them to be blind. What a hand it was that when it passed over them, he made the dead come alive. He made the blind started seeing. He said, forget the man seeing. He said, who was yesterday blind, tomorrow became the guide for the blind. And they went in the world after that. And they said to the people, we have come to take you out of your blindness. But just yesterday they were blind. Spiritual blindness he removed from the world. He said, "Kam abra'at wasiman wasiban bil lamsi rahatuhu." What a palm it was that when he touched the individual who was sick, he found his cure. "Wa atlaqat ariban min ribqatil lamami." And then you have something they would call it junoon, madness. But they would always say the jinn got a part, that's why junoon from jinn. That the jinn afflicts an individual and he goes mad, he goes nuts. One is where you say that the jinn caught him. Someone will say black magic, someone will say jadu, someone will say nazar. And you see the individual not acting well, you say bring the amil, bring the taweez. And one is you found the jinn who caught the individual in drugs. He caught the individual in porn. He caught the individual in the love of money, that in the love of money he can kill his whole family. And everyone knows to a certain extent the shaitan have grabbed us. Everyone suffers with some addiction of the other. He says, what a palm it was that the one who was grabbed by the chains of the jinn, atlaqat, the palm touched him and he found he became free. Physically he did it many. Spiritually, he did it to so many. The world today still finds the man who was caught in filth and dirt.
through the barakah blessings of thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just thinking, he found Allah opened his road. He said, وَمُنْزُ أَلْزَمْتُ أَفْكَارِي مَدَائِحَهُ. From the day I said to my mind, I will praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the day I said to my mind that I will praise the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَجَدْتُهُ لِخَلَاسِي خَيْرَ مُلْتَزَمِي. He said, whatever I wanted to find an exit out of, I was having a problem in school, the work was too hard. I began reading Salawat ala Nabi Durud, and I found the exams became easy. I found myself in filth and dirt, I wanted to pull out. The individual says, I read Salawat ala Nabi, I found my entire world changed. One individual was like what you will call a general in an army. Normally when the armies are very secular in nature, they only choose those generals whose mind is completely secular. There is no Allah, there is no Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no Bismillah. When they talk more European and Western than a Muslim himself. They feel shy if somebody else comes in front of him with a turban. He says, take out this thing. Because he feels shy, that's what is called, they make that person the general of a Muslim army. So that in your army, if you find one person performing salah, you yourself will remove him. The general becomes more atheist than the normal non-Muslim. More atheist. He said, I was the general in the army. But somewhere along the line, he was introduced to salawat ala nabi, durood. Then why don't you just say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it going to harm you? He went maybe to Medina Munawwara. And they, even the one who's atheist in heart, when he stands in front of the Rawdah, he will find the cheer will come down, he doesn't know why. And he will say also, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So perhaps something happened in his life and he got linked to salawat ala nabi durood. Then he sees in a dream that he's walking, this is him now. In front of him he sees there's a pond. And in it is that filthy, dirty water. It gives that smell, that stench when the water is not flowing. You look at it also, will you ever jump in that water? And it is not easy, and it's being told in the dream, cross. Cross means that in front of you, your future is filthy. You'll have to jump over this future. Like how many of us understand where we are. How are we going to jump over the exams of the future when I'm so caught up in my filth? He's told, cross. He said, how can I cross? He said, cross. And then he makes that jump. And he thinks he's going to land in the water, and he finds somehow miraculous he's taken over. Miracle. He finds himself standing in the dream. He asks, how did I make it over? Meaning we got a future in front of us which is not the cleanest of futures. The shayateen have launched an attack which is going to be, which is already, but it's going to get even filthier and dirtier. Where they have reached, they're not going to stop. When in education, you're going to read yourself and start shivering. And you're going to say, how can my child read this? They'll say, daddy, I'm reading things even worse than this. This is baby talk. When you will see things in the newspaper and your own body, no matter how dirty we are, will say, but this is not normal. How do I pass that future? So he reached, he said, how did I get here? It was told to him in the dream through the blessings of salawat ala nabi. You read sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was heard. Allah's nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, send salawat upon me. He said, especially on the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, send a lot upon me. Then he said, the angel brings it to me. He said, I respond to every individual salah. You say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name and your father's name is taken. You say, I respond with a dua. That connection changes people's lives. He says, from the time I put my mind in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I found the world opening for me. The general says, then I said, how did I make it? You said, you read salawat ala nabi. That pulled you over the future. Then he turned around expecting to see that filthy, dirty waters. He turned around, he found it was a garden. So what happened to the waters? The barakah of salawat ala nabi changed the past into a beautiful future also. We all got our past, we all got our sins. We all say, what a terrible past I got, how will I go in the future? The scars that were made, I wish to be with my nabi. I wish to be with my nabi is nothing hard. We are facing a battle which is called material might. That's in the hand of the devil. We cannot fight them and our children cannot fight them. Materialism against materialism, they got the power. They control the internet. No matter how much I will say I want parent control, I can't control myself. The parent is doing more nonsense than the child. The internet is theirs, the television is theirs, the newspaper is theirs. They will put their thought, the education system is theirs, material might. How do you fight material might? You got something called spiritual light. Spiritual light is, it doesn't need a lot of muscle, but it needs spiritual effort. This I wish to be with my Nabi is just one card. The weight of this card is like nothing. The words that are written here, it costs maybe 50 cents. But the might of what's written in it, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of these du'as, how small this du'a is, he said, you will read, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. May Allah reward Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf, such a reward that he is deserving of. I will read it again, you make Ameen. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. He said, 70 angels will tire themselves for 1,000 days writing the reward in the book of deeds of the reciter. Did you see any weight in the sentence? 70 angels for 1,000 days will tire themselves. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will read in the morning, you will read once in the evening, I will read, you all know the dua, you will read behind me. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. Do we know this dua? We know it, we learned it somewhere. But the spiritual power of it to save me and my children. He said, you will read it once in the morning. I am happy with Allah as my creator. I am happy with Islam as my religion. I am happy with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. You might say, I am happy. But I can tell you, because of the education system that the world has now forced on our children, there are many children who might be scared to say it to you, but they are saying it, that I am no longer happy with Islam. I feel Islam is oppressive. That individual is not saying, I am happy with Islam. When someone asks the question, how do I save my child from that thought? The answer is, he is going to go through the same future like the other boy. But if he can have a spiritual barrier around him, then even if the teacher is an atheist, how we've not seen that there's two boys who graduate from the same institute. One comes out as a champion of Islam, one comes out as an atheist. One, through the du'as of his mother or his father or his teacher or himself, he put a barrier around him. Poison was also sent in his direction, it never hit his mind. One read رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. He read any other du'a. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how simple, how small, how light, how heavy. He said, whoever recites it once in the morning, once in the evening, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will definitely please him on the day of Qiyamah. He said, who recites it once in the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold him by the hand till he enters him into paradise. At the beginning of this card you will see written, my brother prepared this card. There are many salawat ala nabi and every one is a miracle in itself. But there are some people who will ask, is this genuine? Is this authentic? So they made an effort. He said five forms of salawat and one unique dua mentioned in reliable narrations for which magnificent virtues have been promised. That here the person won't even ask, is this genuine? We will say more genuine than anything. What a small sentence, what a huge reward. Once in the morning, once in the evening, I will hold his hand until I take him into paradise. Salawat ala nabi is unique. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites upon me 10 salawat in the morning, 10 salawat in the evening, any. In this one, 5 are mentioned and the one dua. The dua is raditu billahi rabba. 5 salawat, you read it 2 times. You have made 10 and you made the dua 2 times. 10 salawat in the morning, 10 salawat in the evening. My intercession will benefit him on the day of Qiyamah. He said, forget 10. He said, whoever from my ummah recites one salat upon me, with sincerity from his heart, Allah will bless him with 10 special mercies, elevate his status by 10 ranks, record for him 10 good deeds, wipe away 10 sins from his records. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who recited the most amount of salawat upon me. How easy, how light. Normally we print cards, but we know even cards get lost. We tell an individual, try to memorize, but nowadays memories are... The man wakes up at night, he looks at his wife, she hasn't got a makeup, say, who you? He even forgot that. But the phone... Nowadays we tell the person, just take a picture on your phone. Because that phone nowadays, the man gets in his car, he drives past, he forgot he left his wife by her mother's house. He drives all the way home, he goes inside, he makes salam, he finds, where is she? I forgot her. He forgets his own wife, but will he ever forget his phone? So we tell the person, take a picture on your phone. At least in the morning when you're going through your messages, before you start a filthy future, you get Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a dua for you. Salawat ala Nabi. A beautiful hand he had. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, Wa'il ibn Hujar. He says, I held the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 days after the smell of musk. When this mind will connect with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it will hold on firm, you will get the mind of musk. Filth and dirt will be taken out, it will become a pure mind. Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I was the one who saw, it was the time of Asr. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, time of Asr, there was hardly any water, little water, so many sahaba, make wudu, drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring the water, he put his Mubarak hand in. He said, I saw it. He said, as though water was gushing from between the fingers. Pure water. He said, everyone made wudu, everyone drank. Someone said, how many? Like 10, 20. He said, 1,400. But that was a physical miracle. Water means mercy. Water means cleanliness. This Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many in the world he has already cleansed? How many he will continue cleansing? Whoever's mind connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will find water from the hand of Rasulullah s.a.w. bathing him. He will change his entire life. Start on salawat, very light but very heavy. A unique screen. Water is pure. Milk. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I was the shepherd of the animals of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth, the kafir, the shaitan of Makkah Mukarrama. I had his animals. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were fleeing Makkah Mukarramah. It was the hijrah. They came to me. I was young. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked, you got an animal? We need some milk. He said, I cannot. This is the animals of my master. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that animal of yours, female, but which cannot be impregnated. It can't become pregnant. It can't give milk. No milk at all. Bring that one to me. He said, I brought one. He said, I got few of them. He brought one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand touched. That other which was dead became alive. He said, I saw milk coming out from the animal which could give no milk. He said, he drank. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu drank. He gave me to drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then just said, close, and I saw the udder went like how it was again. Pure milk from where there was no milk. In the world of spirituality, milk is called fitrat, normal nature, natural nature. We're living in a world, or we're going towards the world that they want to make natural, unnatural. And then they say that is natural. They say it's natural for the boy to like a boy, girl to like a girl, girl to like boy and girl. Natural. Natural in one place to have everyone. Natural. The shaitan said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ I will order them, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ They will change how Allah made them. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ Allah says, you make the devil your friend. فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا He lost it all. We're moving into the future where natural has become now. They say, you only got, you got no boyfriend, you got no girlfriend, you got no mistress. You are so unnatural. And the child has to live in that environment. Boy doesn't like a boy, how unnatural you are. When durood salawat ala nabi is made, when your mind is connected to the Rasul of Allah, then even that mind and that body which cannot give milk also, which has become filthy in nature through the blessings of salawat ala nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua will take out milk from that individual. He will become pure again. He will become tasty. He will give milk to the world. It's a very small card. It could not be for everyone. I left some, as I mentioned, by Mawlana Zahir. It is written at the back there, the Spiritual Light website, that you can find it on the website, spirituallight.org.za. It's a very easy word to remember because the bayan was material might, and we have spiritual light. So on spiritual light, even there you will find the card. Take a picture on your phone. It's so light, but it is so heavy. May Allah Ta'ala make us all lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through the blessings of that love, may Allah Ta'ala clear our future. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.